It's time for the emergency break of the
week.
Dude,
it's 2:11. You want to start a game show where we're going through the whole major leagues now or next?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I'm just trying to do radio.
Okay, well, let's do it in the confines of a segment. That's all.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Is this their first day?
You know, this team is just not that good.
So you don't want to do it?
Well, it just...
AJ Hinch.
It seems like a really weird thing to do at this point.
You want to do it next?
Well, of course I want to do it next. That's what I said 2 minutes ago.
Ozzie Gee.
Just respect the clock a little bit.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings us the emergency brake of the week. We give you three candidates, and a long-time tradition, the P1 gets the vote at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one probably will come to you as no surprise, Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss. Mr. 101 is back once again, and he's candidate number one. He was telling a story about Antarctica, and he was trying to come up with the name Sergey, and that caused some problems.
Let's go to Antarctica.
Oh.
We've never had an Antarctica before. And the two people in question are sick.
Oh, they're what?
No.
That's fine.
I mean, that's why they're meeting every week. No, you have to be progressive, sir.
I mean, he's gay. Excuse me.
Not
he's
the
blind.
Time to say that right now. You need to apologize.
Yeah.
I can't for certain say they're not gay, but one of them's name is Sergey Savitsky.
Sounds like it could be a Euro basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Sergey Savitsky. Yeah. Did they give him a half a second to try to fix what he just said?
No.
Nope. No,
they
jerk.
Just jumped right on him. Just the beginning of that, Jer.
Let's go to Antarctica.
Oh.
We've never had an Antarctica before. And the two people in question are sick.
Oh, they're what?
What? Yeah, they gave fine. I mean,
everyone just prairie dogged up after that. And they also had the crazy phrase, we've never had an Antarctica before.
Yeah, that sent me into hypnosis.
One more time, just the beginning.
Let's go to Antarctica.
Oh.
We've never had an Antarctica before. And the two people in question are sick.
Oh, they're what?
That's fine.
I mean, that's why they're meeting every week.
No, I'm beginning.
That's fine.
That's fine. Boy, they just jumped on and started pummeling immediately. Poor Norm. Didn't have any space
on
there.
Gang stomping there.
Well, there's Norm. He's back. Candidate number one. Candidate number two, George Durham from the Morning Musers.
Hey, that's you.
Yeah. I'm up as candidate number two. We were having buffet talk. In fact, I think it may have been just yesterday we were talking about going to a buffet. And then we started talking about salad tongs and tongs in general. And I think I got wronged. Maybe not.
So many times people just lay the tongs down on top of the salad, and that's how germs spread.
Did they have one or more tongs for you to choose from?
Where are you going with this?
Well, I just think two tongs make a right in this case.
I thought you were talking about one tong soup.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Isn't it wonton?
Yeah, but it was close enough that it was a hilarious joke.
He's trying to make a hilarious joke.
And the whole Metroplex just cracked up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was supposed to be a hilarious joke.
All right, now see there, folks, as we review the tape, the film, you get to take a close look at our team. Gordon passes me the ball. I do the best I can to try to score, a laugh and everything. I pass him the ball, and he just puts his hands at his hips and watches it go out of bounds.
No, I think the P1s just saw a clinic in comparison and contrasting what is a good joke and what is a horrible,
maybe I should have thrown in a Chinese buffet,
family-destroying joke.
Chinese food buffet, maybe I should have thrown that in there. Hey, you know, we all take shots. Not all of them hit. Not all of them.
Well, you need to apologize
down.
For...
No.
Shooting at the basket from the third row of the stands.
I'm just hung
clearly
up
out of bounds
on the term hilarious joke.
Sean thought it was hilarious. He's in there
that
laughing.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. You need a label Sean. For wonton soup, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, why did you not laugh, Sean, if it was so funny?
I did.
He did not.
He didn't want to cross you. You gave the layout signal to everybody.
There's no layout signal.
Oh, yeah, there is, too. All right, one more time.
So many times people just lay the tongs down on top of the salad, and that's how germs spread.
Did they have one or more tongs for you to choose from?
Where are you going with this?
I just think two tongs make a right in this case.
I thought you were talking about one tong soup.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Isn't it wonton?
Yeah, well, but it was close enough that it was a hilarious joke.
He's trying to make a hilarious joke.
And the whole Metroplex just cracked up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was supposed to be a hilarious joke.
Man. Yeah. The ball goes out of bounds
wrong
and
more than I am.
What's going on
here?
You
don't do anything with the pass, and then he yells at me all the way down court.
Yeah, he's chirping at you.
These are my teammates, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm candidate number two. Candidate number three from the hard line, it's Mike Reiner, who makes a really funny noise.
It's not like people have been dying for a Queen movie, you know?
Maybe there's just nothing else out there. Everybody already saw Halloween.
It's award season, though. Are you okay?
You all right?
I don't know.
Is this bad? This sounds bad.
He just, like, spit all over himself. Is that a hiccup? A sneeze?
It was a sneeze.
Hot shark.
Did you sneeze and push something else out?
Yeah.
No, no.
You're like the Buffalo Bills fan?
This is all...
A snart.
This is all above the shoulders.
You want to check the floor? See if you left something for the musers in the morning?
Or for the post-game show?
Oh, yeah, that's, that's right. You have to wallow in your own poop.
I'll let you know if that happens.
All right.
Continue with the news.
Did y'all hear how crazy the noise was? Because Danny's talking at the same time. We have it isolated here.
Okay.
And I guess he messed himself too. Not as he said down below, but up top above the shoulders.
What did they call it? What did someone call it? A
snart.
I've never heard that before.
All right, one more time.
It's not like people have been dying for a Queen movie, you know?
Maybe there's just nothing else out there. Everybody already saw Halloween.
It's award season, though. Are you okay?
You all right?
I don't know.
Is this bad? This sounds bad.
He just, like, spit all over himself. Is that a hiccup? A sneeze?
It was a sneeze.
Hot shark.
Did you sneeze and push something else out?
Yeah.
No, no.
You're like the Buffalo Bills fan?
This is all...
Snart.
This is all above the shoulders.
You want to check the floor? See if you left something for the musers in the morning?
Or for the post-game show?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have to wallow in your own poop.
I'll let you know if that happens.
All right.
Continue with the news.
Okay, so never has someone been greeted with such laughter... Right after they were asked, are you all right? And the person confided, I don't know. And then the other person just dies laughing.
Yeah, that's the kind of treatment Ryan's gets. So those are your three candidates, Norm, George, or Ryan's. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Back at R.L. Turner in North Texas State, he was known as Gatebreak Giorgio.
Ooh, jeez.
Not a nickname you want?
I don't know.
Not a nickname I had, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I've got a delivery of a Shintoid Stulet for, what is this, Joyce Dunham? What do you want me to do with it?
Just drop it at the front desk, I guess, if that's a vote.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can I get Coco to vote for George, please?
Nope, but I'll register your vote for George. Thank you.
Coco, hear name and rise from lower heaven. Coco has been summoned.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins
Coco,
the Ebro?
Coco, not finished voting for George.
You are. You are done. Hello?
Yes, I would like to responsibly vote for Reiner, and this vote is in honor of my nephew P1 Will, starting A-team now at Wilson Junior High. And he's going to be trying all the sexual stuff now that he's made it.
Oh, hey, man. He's in junior high. Doing? Stop it.
God.
Jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, is this Giorgio's big ball lifter hotline?
Yeah, I guess.
I got a complaint, man. These things are way too big.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Are you going to vote?
Yeah, for your mom.
Why would anybody have a hotline set up for that?
Giorgio's big ball lifter hotline?
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Jeff, I just want to say you were wrong that I'm going to vote for Old Gray Wolf.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, hi, this is Will's dad, and I'd like to vote for...
Okay, that's a mic vote. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Can I get an invitation to the Monarchy surprise party you're hosting this weekend, George?
Hosting a Monarchy surprise party, but thank
you.
What
kind of Monarchy party are you hosting if it's not a surprise one?
It's not a Monarchy party of any sort, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm not. Well, the old Silver Fox says, vaginal slice, born.
You mean to say the old Gray Wolf? Was that what he was sure. looking for?
Silver Fox.
Okay, right.
Why are you still on our phone?
Yeah, get off our phone now.
Stop it! Stop taunting us!
All right, let's go to the next one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Carry out.
Carry hey, out? Carry out. You're not placing a food order.
Okay. I'll take the second one.
That's me, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Vaginal slice and Warren.
Don't applaud that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, this is Kenny from St. Joe. And game over, boys. Norm just 45'd you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, as a kid, did you ever watch that cartoon called Hong Tong Phooey when you were little?
Yep.
I think that's a vote for you.
Oh, well, yes. Then that's a win, then.
That's yeah. a win.
Yes, right. Yes. Thought there was a follow-up to that. Yeah, that is five, and that is a winner.
So many times, people just lay the tongs down on top of the salad, and that's how germs spread.
Did they have one or more tongs for you to choose from?
Where are you going with this?
Well, I just think two tongs make a right in this case.
I thought you were talking about wonton soup.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Isn't it wonton?
Yeah, but it was close enough that it was a hilarious joke.
He's trying to make a hilarious joke.
And the whole Metroplex just cracked up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was supposed to be a hilarious joke.
Gosh, Craig's a jerk.
What?
Teammates. How many wins is that?
82nd win, 19 behind Norman Flip-A-Coin Hitzkus.
The century mark's just around the corner.
Wow. You are Norm with more hair.
I'm chasing him down.
Are you eyeing the century mark?
I think I am now. I didn't realize I was that close. Okay.